ray of hope in a world of darkness. I just finished watching the live for the launch of the Emirate Arab's Hope mission, well, Hope Probe, and, well, we're going to talk about that. So, first of all, welcome to the Port Space Podcast, a podcast about science and astronomy. This is the first episode we're going to do in English. Let's see how that's going to go. Okay. So, last night, or early this morning, depending on where you live in the world, there was a launch from Japan, but it wasn't a Japanese launch. It was launching a probe, a sort of satellite, from the Emirate Arabs. And this is the first time any Arab nation has a mission like this, where they launch something that is going to go beyond the Earth orbit and to go into interstellar space and to explore Mars, to be more specific. It is a great achievement and an inspiration for the world. It's and the people in charge of the Emirates Space Agency know that, and they've been very, very active on social media. They even started a whole campaign to recruit people all around the Arabic nations and to inspire people to follow space exploration and rocket science and things like that. And we're gonna talk a little bit in detail about this mission, what it's gonna do, who the people involved in it. So it is a an Emirate mission, but these kind of mission are never, you know, a solo endeavor, so you always have partners. In this case, for the actual building of the probe and the satellite, the Emirates Space Agency worked with three American universities for building the probe. Even so, they created a lab in the Emirate to do a big part of the building there, and other pieces of the probe were built in America and maybe other places in the world. So it really is a collaboration. And for the launching, like we said, the launch isn't happening in Emirate, because it would be kind of impossible to do a launch in Emirate. It's not a technological problem, but rather a surface. It's not a very big country, so it's kind of difficult to find a place where to launch and things like that. And so they went to Japan. Japan has the company Mitsubishi has a very reliable launcher that's been used 42 times, I think, and only had two failures, so it's very reliable. So they are the other partner in this endeavor who took the launching side of things. And so if you've been following the launch and the news about the launch, you will notice that it's been delayed and for two times, I think. And the reason for that is weather issues. So they didn't take any chance or any risks with the launch. So the two times it was supposed to launch the 15th, I think, the first time, and then the 17th, and the two times there was bad weather. So they decided to not even bring up the rocket. So it was a very good decision, and weather is very, very critical in these kind of mission. We can even talk about a couple months ago when it was the SpaceX launch, when they launched astronaut to the ESS, and they too had a weather issue and had to change the date for the launch. But for this specific launch, they couldn't change the date of the launch indefinitely, because to go to Mars you have a very short window of time where you can launch. So basically you have pretty much 1 month every 2 years, almost, so maybe a little bit more, it's like 26 months. So if they miss this window, of July 2020, they would have to wait until 2022, because usually the launch for Mars is done when the Earth and Mars are closest to each other, so to make the trip shorter, and it requires less energy, basically. So it's a very good thing, because they didn't miss it this time. The launch happened and it was successful, and the probe is now on its way. It is fully operational. It deployed in space. The solar panels deployed. The communication is working. Everything is green. Everything is working well. It's not over. The mission is gonna take 6 months, pretty much, for the probe to reach Mars. So it's gonna travel for 6 months in space. So it's kind of a long mission. Even though this first part is very successful, there could be problems from here on getting to Mars. One thing that could happen is you could come across space debris and you can destroy your probe. It's very low probability, but it is a possibility nonetheless. So it's gonna be until February, you know, that's when the probe is gonna reach Mars. And it is, it's not a lander, it's not a rover either. It's gonna stay in the Mars, the Martian orbit. And the goal of this probe is to study the Martian atmosphere and study the different layers of atmosphere in Mars and the phenomena happening in Mars. If you know a little bit about it, Mars has a very thin atmosphere, and a lot of it is actually escaping Mars. So it's about studying that phenomena and see how maybe it could be reverted, or maybe it could be something could be done there. It's kind of the first mission of its kind. There's never been any mission of this kind before. So it's going to be very interesting. So we're probably going to be talking about this in 6 months, in February, when the probe will reach the Mars orbit and position itself in the Martian orbit. And that's going to be probably the hardest part of this mission, because if we take all the missions that been launched or sent to Mars, there's like 50% success rate, and we're gonna see how this one's gonna go. So maybe one of the questions people are gonna ask is, why not build their own launcher? Why use another launcher? So if to understand the world of rockets and the world of space exploration, there's not a lot of countries that says the technology to build launchers. We have the USA, you have Russia, you have Japan, you have China, you have the European Union, and the way it works is you simply buy you don't buy the rocket, but you buy the trip on the rocket, and there's a price, and you pay, and you launch your orbiter or your satellite or whatever it is. And so the Emirates Arab Space Agency went with Japan, who has a very nice and very successful rocket launcher, and it's been successful, and we could say that they made maybe the right choice. And to give an example, for example, Algeria done a launch of a satellite to orbit, the Earth orbit, a year or two ago, and Algeria went with the Chinese, so they've been working with the Chinese on that project. So I think this is it. We're probably gonna talk a little bit more about this in a couple months to see what's happened, if the probe, if the Hope probe is gonna survive the travel and the endeavor. So thank you for listening. Hope you liked it. If you did, subscribe. See you next time.